This is Dr. Nidhi getting a consultation on Cynthia Kenner, K-E-N-N-E-R. Date of birth is November 7, 1958. Date of consultation is February 17, 2022. Referring physician is Craig, C-R-A-I-G. Last name is Watkins. History of personal illness. The patient is a 63-year-old female with past medical history outlined below, who is here for a who is being evaluated for a follow-up for history of colitis. Period. Presently, she is on 2 tablets of 400 milligram mesalamine taken twice a day, and she tolerates without any GI complaints. Period. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Period. Paragraph review of the most recent labs of September 16, 2021 revealed a normal TSH, free T4, WBC, hemoglobin, and the platelet counts. Period. Her BUN and creatinine is normal, and her LFTs are normal as well. Period. Her LDL cholesterol is slightly elevated, but improved compared to the earlier study. Period. Paragraph, her hemoglobin A1C is 5.9. Period. Denied any nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, dysphagia, rodenophagia. Denied any fever. Period. Impression number one, esophagitis with the mild protuberance of the mucosa and suspicious for Barrett's, although biopsy is taken, revealed no evidence of malignancy. Period. She is scheduled to have an upper endoscopy with endoscopic ultrasound at Sinai Hospital. Next point, history of benign polyps, benign colonic polyps. Next point, diverticulosis of the sigmoid colon. Next point, history of hepatitis C. Next point, borderline hyperlipidemia. Next point, status post bilateral knee replacement. Next point, no family history of colon cancer. Next point, most recent labs of September 16, 2021 revealed no evidence of leukopenia, anemia, thrombocytopenia. Period. Recommendations. Number one, a refill given for mesalamine. Next point, continue Dexline for reflux. Next point, proceed with the endoscopic ultrasound as planned. Next point, I will order an abdominal ultrasound and an alpha fetoprotein for surveillance with a history of hepatitis C. Her transaminases are normal. Next point, unless otherwise indicated, follow-up appointment in about 4 to 6 weeks' time. And hopefully by then we'll be able to review the findings of the upper endoscopic ultrasound to be done at Sinai. Period. End of dictation. Thanks. Mm-hmm.